Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr.
Well, well, well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, it is an honor and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be your host once again on today, which is Saturday, November the 15th, 2014. Yes, you are tuned to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Radio Show. And we, as we always do, before we do anything, we always go to the throne of grace. We go to the throne of God in prayer. But before we do that, I want to ask all listeners, if you would be so kind, if you would get your word out, your sword, which is the word of God, get your Bibles out, get your pens and paper out, because we are definitely going to be using the word on, again on today. And as I always let you all know, as my guest comes on and as I go through my Bible lessons, we don't want you to take our word for anything. We want you to be able to read it and see it for yourself, what thus says the Lord. So we ask that you would get your Bibles out and get them ready at this time. We're going to go into prayer at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's once again honor and it's a privilege to be able to be one of your vessels and servants on tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, that as you use myself and as you use my guest, Deacon Milton Dugan, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would anoint our voices and anoint our minds, that we would be on one accord according to your word. Heavenly Father, I pray that as you use us, that our word will go forth, Heavenly Father, that those who are not saved and who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, they would come to know Jesus Christ and that their spiritual eyes are open by hearing your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray that they would open their own mouths, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and be saved in his name on today. And also, Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those who are listening to the show on tonight who may have strayed away and walked away from you, Heavenly Father. We pray on tonight that a word will go forth that will touch the hearts and the minds of those who have turned their backs on you and walked away from you for whatever reasons, that through your word on tonight that they will come back to the fold. Then, Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those who are in the body of Christ who have already accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior, that each listener who are saved, that his name will be strengthened and built up for your glory on today. And Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, lift up all those who are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And then we also lift up all those who are bereaved, who have lost loved ones, not only in America, but all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort and strengthen the hearts of all those who have lost loved ones. We know that you're able. We know that all things are possible with you. And I pray again on tonight, Heavenly Father, that you would just move by your spirit through the airways on tonight, that your word would go forth with power, and that it would be effective power on tonight as you use myself and my guests on tonight. For this, we give your name praise, we give you glory in advance. You know, God, we just want to also lift up our world leaders, President Obama and Vice President Biden, not only them, but our world leaders all over the land, from the highest level of government to the lowest. We pray, Lord, you will move by your spirit and touch their hearts. They would be able to show love and compassion for your people, that they would do what's right for all people, that you would get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight is no different than any other night. We want to start off with giving you our spiritual food for thought. And the spiritual food for thought for tonight is, may I never be the barrier that blocks one's view of God. I must say that again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is, may I never be the barrier that blocks one's view of God. So, as we get to go into our announcement, I have quite a few announcements that I'm going to make on tonight, but I'm going to do two right now, and then I will make the other announcements later on in the broadcast. But for now, these two important announcements that I want to make now are pertaining to the 8th Annual Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Conference that will be taking place in April of 2015. This is the 8th annual conference. It will be taking place next year at the St. Regis Hotel, which is located on West Grand Boulevard, but off of Woodward Avenue. On Saturday, April the 26th, during this conference, we would have a dinner play. And one of our guests for that dinner play would be none other than Christian comedian, Sister Ketchup. It's going to be a great event. I know this year's event was great. We know it's going to be greater coming up next year. But we're planning in advance, and we are putting the word out in advance. But for those of you that may need or want more information pertaining to the upcoming conference of Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you can call these numbers for more information. You can call 754-0212. Again, that's 312 area code 754-0212, or you can call Kingdom Daughters at area code 248-270-7237. Again, you can contact Kingdom Daughters at 248 area code 270-7237. And also for those of you who would like to sow into Kingdom Builders Ministry, Kingdom Builders International, you have three different options. And the first two options are for those of you that have internet capabilities. The first way is you can go to kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Or the third way that you can sow into Kingdom Builders Ministries is you can mail your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. That's 12346 Elmdale, E-L-M-D-A-L-E, Elmdale Street, and that is in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48213. Once again, the zip code is in Detroit, Michigan. Mailing donations to 12346 Elmdale Street is 48213. Well, at this time, I am very delighted and excited about my next guest who is coming forth now at this time, and that is none other than my Sunday school teacher, one of my deacons at my church, which is Shield of Faith Church. Well, Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor. None other than Deacon Milton Dogan. Are you there?
Praise God. Milton Dogan is here. Can you hear me there?
Yes, I can. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Deacon Dogan, as I always have all my guests do before we go into your questions, I'm going to ask if you would please share with the worldwide listeners a powerful testimony. And then right after you do your testimony, if you don't mind, we're going to do a real short music break, and then I will go into your questions.
Thank you. Deacon Milton Dogan here, baptized believer in Christ. I heard the word. I believe the word. I've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I am a believer. I've been made righteous through the blood of Jesus. And I love the Lord because he first loved me. I am God's beloved. God loves me so much. He showed that love for me by gracing me. It was a great grace through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. I'm a seed of Abraham. Since I'm a seed of Abraham, Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Yes, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Praise the name of God. So why don't we praise him together? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. I love the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Okay, so, well, I tell you what, at this time, that's your testimony for today, Deacon Dogan. And you know what? The reason why I love having my guests come on and share testimonies, I love your testimony that you know without a doubt that you are saved in Jesus' name. And that is a powerful testimony. And somebody else needs to know that they too can be saved in Jesus' name. It don't matter what you're going through or what you've done, God loves us and he will forgive us. I thank you for sharing that testimony. And as I always have my guests do that, the reason why is because testimonies are powerful. They can be a blessing to others. And the Lord God said himself that he would share his glory with no one. So that's why it is so important that we share our testimonies so it can be a blessing to other people and that God will be glorified. So at this time, we're going to do a real short music break. If my engineer is there, we can do a real quick short music break, and then I will come back to Deacon Dogan with his questions.
presence of the Lord, I've been free, delivered. In your presence, Lord,
that is a wonderful song to know, you know, that Jesus, he loves us so much that he saved us with his own precious blood, just as Deacon Dugan just said through his testimony on today. Deacon Dugan, I'm going to go into your questions with you at this time. One of my questions for you is, even in these end times, why are some denominations still divided today?
Well, in looking up denominations and divide, I found that denomination is really a unit in a series. And so we wonder why they are still so divided. Really, division is a form of subtraction, and that means it takes away from what the real thing is about. And so that's one of the reasons why there's so much division. No one can come and agree on the same thing. And when you cannot agree, then there's always a room for error in your teaching. So that's why we find that there are so many different denominations and they are divided. We cannot come together in agreement on what the word really says and how to go about getting that word to manifest in people's lives.
You're right about it. Amen. You're so true. Yeah, that's so true. Well, Deacon Dobin, my next question to you is, where can it be found in the Bible about naming and claiming?
Oh, so glad you asked. Well, what we're going to do, one, when God made man, and you can find this answer in the first answer in Genesis 2 and 19, when God made man and he told Adam to have dominion over the earth, and then what God did, when he made all the creatures and the fowls of the air, then he brought them to Adam. And he said, whatever Adam calls them is what that name will be. So Adam was the one that gave each creature, everything that God made, the name. And then we found that because Adam had that dominion, then whatever bug, if he named it a bug, it had the makeup of a bug. If he named it a fish, it had the makeup of a fish. But that is part of the dominion that man first had before the fall. Now, there's scripture in Mark, the 11th chapter. If you notice the last clause of the 23rd verse, it says that whatever you say is what you will have. I guess that's where people picked up that claiming it. If you have faith and don't doubt, and then you believe in what you say, then whatever you say is what you have, and that's found in that last clause in Mark, the 11th chapter, and the 23rd verse. Now, if you go in Matthew 17:20, it also tells us how, again, if you have the faith, you will speak it. And when you speak it and don't doubt it, he also used the illustration about you could tell a mountain to be removed, and the mountains will obey you. So that means whatever you say is what you will have.
So what you're saying, it really don't matter how big the situation is, whether how big the problem may seem to us, if we just speak the words and believe it in our hearts, then it will manifest.
But there's another scripture in Philippians 2:9 where it said, wherefore God also has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name. So when you're saying it, things, storms, and challenges don't just automatically obey you. But if you speak that in Jesus' name, because Jesus' name is above every name, that means everything got to bow to it. And that can be Psalms 2:9.
Okay. And that is so true, because there is that's where the authority and the power is in the name of Jesus. That's why we must use his name.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Another question for you is, and this is not pertaining to all pastors, this is just pertaining to some pastors. Why do some pastors fail to teach and preach about sin today?
Okay, well, since we're talking about sin, sin is anything that's against the will of God, and all of us who were born after Adam was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But one of the things that's happening today, in order to get a large crowd, we have lowered our standards, and rather than preach on sin, we just allow any and everything to go in order to get the crowd there. But sin, if you allow sin to kill, sin steals from you. When you sin, you separate yourself. Your spirit is separated. You're not in line with what God wants. But that's why we are now the church is so concerned about getting the large crowd. And one of the reasons, if we notice, when Jesus was ministering, the crowd followed after him because Jesus actually could get that stuff done. And whatever it is was needed to be done, he could really do it. He had the anointing to do it. We argue today about who has the anointing and who don't have the anointing. But when we watch the effects from what we do and when we do what we do, we are losing out because we are not able to get that stuff to get done. And really the challenge for the body of Christ is to get the word of God to manifest itself in this earth and physical realm in our world now as we represent God in the real world.
I couldn't put that any better, but and that is true. That is a big problem. And you really nailed it when you said that regarding to churches not being effective. And it's true, churches cannot really be effective. Pastors really cannot teach and teach the word of God when we are divided and when they are not truly standing on God's word, when they have hidden agendas and hidden motives because of the crowd. And then some are teaching what the people want to hear because they have itching ears and they don't want to lose the members because they will lose the money. And so that is not pleasing to God. God wants men of God and women of God who stand behind his sacred desk, who's teaching and preaching his word. He wants us to be holy, bold witnesses for him, to stand on his word, proclaim his word, and not our opinions or our feelings. When we stand on God's word, then we cannot fail, we cannot go wrong. So,
now, there's another side that the price for sin was death. They had some precious blood, unspotted blood had to be shed. Jesus paid the price for sin once, for sins both past, present, and future, once and for all. So rather than keep putting yourself on a guilt trip about sin, if you receive and accept all the benefits that the finished work of Jesus Christ offers, then when you think about what God has done already for us through Jesus Christ, Your spirit will lead and guide you. And some of the things that we allow ourselves to get caught up in, we won't get caught up in that anymore. Because of how, when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us.
Amen. You're right about it. Because when you start thinking about it, then you should start thinking. I know that's what I do. Me personally, I can't speak for anybody else. When I start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, then I start thanking him. Deacon Duncan, my next question to you is, how do being a doer of God's word and faith ties in together?
Well, faith, you know that definition that most of us, when we say what is faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, if you really believe it, first of all, you will speak it, and the more you speak it, faith cometh by hearing, right? Well, when you go to the Word of God, read the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, and then take your own lips, your own tongue, and your own mouth and start saying what the Word of God say about a thing, what happens, it enters into your ear gate and it gets into your spirit. And then your God, the way God made us, we are three-dimensional beings. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. The way God intended for that thing was for our spirit to dictate to our soul, which is my mind, my will, and my emotions, and then my soul dictate to my body what to do. But the first step is to get into the Word of God, meditate on it, say it out loud, keep saying, keep speaking, and then if you hear it enough, then you'll do what the Word of God say do, and you become a doer, not only just a person saying.
Amen. That's right. You're so right. And my final question to you, Deacon, is through God's Word, how do you view heaven and hell?
Well, let's see how we was. Well, let's go back to in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, heaven and earth, right? So heaven is. Well, let's go to the negative side. Hell is for people who haven't prepared themselves to live eternally with God. Heaven is the place, the good place. And when you think about, when you talk about how golden streets, pearly gates, and just all of the things that mansions there that you want to spend eternity with God. And then the other side of that is when you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you chose not to do what God say do, there's always a consequences are set. You have a chance, you make choices, but consequences are set. So the consequence for not accepting Jesus Christ, not doing it God's way, is hell. So when you think about hell, you think about eternal burning, eternal fire, hot hell. Hell is hot. And the question for you today is whether or not you would want to spend the rest of your eternity in torment and in hell. I know myself, I think about being in a good heaven where the golden streets and gates with pearly gates and mansions there and where God wants me to be.
Yes, Lord. My incentive is exactly. Deacon Dogan, I know this is not I didn't send you this question, but I'm going to have one final question I would ask you. I'm going to ask you. What would you say yourself to anyone who may be listening right now to us on the air worldwide? What would you say to those who are not saved as of right now? What would you say to them?
I would say that this is your moment. Don't waste another moment. God is in one way to say Jesus paid the price for your salvation and all the things that are inclusive in salvation, all of the benefits that's already been paid for you. So all you have to do tonight is receive and accept what Jesus Christ has done for you, and heaven is taken care of. If you could believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came, he suffered, and he died on the cross, and on the third day got up with all power in his hand, and be willing to confess that openly with your mouth and be baptized, thou shalt be saved. Heaven is taken care of. Be blessed.
Amen. Yes, Lord, it is a fact. That is a true fact. A lot of people don't believe it, but you know, I read a sign on the street the other day, and it said salvation is still free. But, you know, at the end, you're going to meet God. At the end of the road, you're going to meet God. Salvation
yes,
is free, but time is running out. So,
running out.
You just said, time is running out. Jesus is soon to come again, so be ye ready. Deacon Dogan, would you like at this time to give any shout-outs to anyone at this time before I let you go?
Well, all praise and all glory be to God, to my brothers and sisters in Christ, to our Pastor Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr., all the members that make up the Shield of Faith International Ministry, and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ, I say glory to God and be blessed. Be whole. Be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole. Straightway, be whole.
Amen. Deacon Dogan, I really appreciate you for taking the time out to be a guest on the show tonight, and I'm sure that someone has been helped and someone has been blessed through you answering the questions that you did and through your testimony on tonight. It is our prayer that someone will be saved on tonight through those words that you have ministered to us through God's word on tonight, that someone will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened as they have heard you on tonight all over the world over the internet radio. And so I just want to say, Deacon Dugan, we know that God is not through with you yet. He has much more work that he's going to do through you. And I just thank you for being one of my Sunday school teachers and one of our deacons at the church. And again, thank you for taking the time out to be the guest on my guest on my show tonight. And until next time, I pray that the Lord would open an opportunity for you to be back on the air again with us.
So I say to you now, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you today. In Jesus' name.
I accept that in Jesus' name. Likewise, God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, again, we are back, and I'm going to go over some announcements before we go into our Bible lesson on tonight. That was none other than my Sunday school teacher and one of the deacons at my church, Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Deacon Milton Dugan, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and bishop at the Shield of Faith Church in Detroit. Again, I'm going to go over these announcements before we go into our Bible lesson. Our Bible lesson for tonight is titled, and I did not give you the title of that before when we came on the air, but the Bible lesson for tonight is Through Jesus. That is the subject, that is the title of tonight's Bible lesson, Through Jesus. You're going to find out as we go through these different scriptures that through Jesus, a lot of things can be accomplished. We go through Jesus. Remember that without God, we can't do nothing. We cannot do anything without Jesus, without God, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us in his word. That's nothing that we can do. So we're just going to go into the word of God on tonight and look at what we can do as Christians through Jesus. So that's our Bible lesson for tonight. But before we go into our Bible lesson, I would like to make some announcements that are very important that's coming up. I would like to announce for those of you all that may be interested who are in the Michigan-Detroit area, let you all know that Gidom Hemi Automotive will be having on November the 26th, 2014, from the hours of 12 noon to 6 p.m., there will be a dinner. They will be giving away free turkeys. Thanksgiving turkeys will be given away. For those of you in the Detroit, Michigan area, or those in the Michigan area that would like to partake of this, if you need more information regarding the free dinners, Thanksgiving dinner and free turkey giveaways, you can call this number, 248 area code, 556-5706. Again, that number is 248 area code 556-5706. Or if you would like to email them, you can email them at getdetemhemi. gethemi@gmail.com. I'm going to spell it again for those of you would like to email them. Email them at getdetemhemi@gmail.com. And they are a community who cares. So you must register. You must register for your turkey pickup by November the 24th. So in other words, you must register before that date. So remember the phone number, 248-556-5706. Also, two more announcements. Starting in January of 2015, Kingdom Builders International will be having a new format. It will be 7 days a week. And if you need more information pertaining to the new format of Kingdom Builders International, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Also, if you would like to know, Kingdom Builders Development will begin a prophetic training on starting also in January. A prophetic training school will be starting also in January 2015. For those of you that would like to join this prophetic training school, you must register. You can go to the website at www.kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Don't forget, again, about the Thanksgiving dinner and the free turkey giveaway, but you must register. Please do not forget to register for those events. And I will be making these announcements once again before I go off the air after I conclude my Bible lesson for tonight. Once again, for those of you that would like to sow into Kingdom Builders, you can do it by sowing by going to kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com or www.kingdombuildersplaza.com, or you can mail your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. That's in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48213. Don't forget the conference that's coming up in April, the Kingdom Builders International Conference that will be taking place in April, starting April 24th through the 26th of April 2015, and it will be held next year at the St. Regis Hotel. And one of our guests will be none other than Christian comedian Sister Ketchup, and there will be a dinner theater play on that Saturday, which is April the 26th. And if you need more information pertaining to the upcoming conference in April for Kingdom Builders, Builders International, you can dial these numbers, 312 area code 754-0212, or you can call Kingdom Daughters at 248 area code 270-7237. So those are the announcements that I have for today, and if I have time, I will make those announcements again at the conclusions of my Bible study for tonight. So as we get ready to go into the Word of God again on tonight, I pray that you have your Bibles and have some pens and papers ready, and I do pray that you have your children, that they can sit down and listen in as well, because the Word is beneficial for them as well. But before we go into our Bible lessons, we're going to go to God in prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, as once again we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would use me as you see fit, that as I go through your Bible lesson on today with the listening audience, that a word will go forth, that those who are not saved and do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name for your glory. And, oh God, right now we just thank you in advance for the souls that are going to be coming to the kingdom. For we know that heaven rejoices over one soul that comes to Christ. So that is our aim, our goal, is to minister to those who are spiritually blind on tonight, that their spiritual eyes will become open, that they will be able to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on tonight, that you will be glorified. And for those that do accept the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight, we want you to know that we are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are looking forward to doing great things together in the body of Christ. Whether we know you or not, just know that once you're in the body of Christ, then we all are brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would just continue to use me, and not only myself, but Minister the Deacon Milton Dogan, as he teaches the Sunday school on different Sundays at his church, and as you use him as a deacon, continue to bless his life, continue to bless his home, his family, and everything, his business, everything that he sets his hand to do. I pray that you will grant him favor in the marketplace, that he can turn around and be a blessing to others as you bless him, that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, tonight's Bible lesson is titled Through Jesus. Believe it or not, there's a lot of things that as Christians that we can do, that we are allowed to do through Jesus. And as Deacon Dogan was talking about, and he kind of touched on some of the things that I'm going to be talking about in my Bible lesson on tonight. So that just shows you how the Lord confirms his word through his spirit. So Deacon Dogan did not know what my Bible lesson was about tonight, but the Lord knew the questions that I had gave him and what he had in mind for me to be teaching on tonight. But do not forget our spiritual food for thought on tonight, which says, may I never be the barrier that blocks one's view of God. Well, as we go into the Word of God on tonight, through Jesus, well, first, it is love that through Jesus and Jesus only that mankind was and is not destroyed, just as Deacon Dugan was sharing with us on tonight. As we know, for those who are saved, we know God had gotten so mad and so angry with man at one point that he was going to destroy man. That's how angry God got. He was upset because man had fallen into sin. Mankind was doing every and anything other than what God had ordained for us to be. And so at that point, God had got angry. He said that he was so angry that he even made this comment that he was sorry that he even made man because of man's sins. And man, because of that, mankind fell from grace because of our sins. What you want to know, and I must let you know that, thank God that through Jesus Christ, as we find in the book of John 3:16, for those of you that have your Bibles, please, if you wouldn't turn to John 3:16. I know a lot of you may know it by heart, but it's never it never hurts to look at it again with your own eyes. And we know that the Word of God tells us that John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for us." Yes, he did. And I am so glad that he did. I am grateful that Jesus died in my place because he paid a debt that he did not owe, and he paid a debt that I owe that I could not pay. And I thank God for that through Jesus Christ, the entire human race can be restored for those who accept Jesus Christ as the Lord God, our Creator, as his Son, and believe that he died for mankind's sin, and that through his precious blood that he paid our sin debt, and that he died and he was buried, and on the third day he rose, and he is now sitting at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, making intercessions for the saints of God. Isn't that good news on tonight? That's good news to me. That is good news to my ears to know that through Jesus, the human race do not have to be destroyed. All you have to do is confess the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord God tells us in his word that all have sinned, come short of his glory. So none of us are worthy. That's why I'm thanking God that we have his grace and his mercy on today. Also, know that through Jesus' love for God the Father, and of course mankind, Jesus, then he took it upon himself, as I was saying earlier. He took it upon himself to leave his heavenly position, and he came down as a man in human flesh. That's how he had to die, because he was a spirit, and the only way he could pay man's sin debt was he had to come down in the form of flesh, in the form of a man, and his blood was shed. So that's what paid our sin debt. And with his own precious blood, Jesus did that. Through his precious blood, we who are saved and accept him as God's Son, that we are now redeemed. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Jesus, that through your blood, those who accept you are redeemed. And why? There's another question. I want to ask this question to the audience on tonight. Since Jesus did all this, why was God angry? He made man, and he was going to destroy man again. I say, is that because of sin? That's what Deacon Dugan was talking about on tonight. Sin. Sin has man in a fallen state. For those who do not accept Jesus Christ as God's Son, who do not accept him as our risen Lord and Savior and our soon coming King, and who do not believe that he paid our sin debt through his blood, then there's only one place that will be for you. And as Deacon Dugan said earlier, that is hell, and that can be avoided. You do not have to go to hell, because through Jesus you can go to heaven, and that's where I want to be. Don't you want to be in heaven? You don't want to. I'll put it this way. Don't you think that we're living in enough hell here on earth? So why would you want to die and go to hell? And knowing that hell is eternity, it never ends. That burning fire that Deacon Dugan was talking about, that's a fire that would never be quenched. It would never go out. It would be throughout eternity. But you have a choice on today. You can choose Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And it is so simple. It's not hard. It's simple, and Jesus, God made it simple. But the choice is up to you. I can't make it for you. Your mother cannot make it for you. Your pastor cannot make it for you. This is an individual thing. It's like when we stand before God in the day of judgment. You and I, we will stand before God and give an account for our lives, of everything we've done in our life, whether it's good or bad. We're going to stand before God and give an account one day. But thank God that through Jesus, he paid the price. Yes, he did, and I am so grateful that he did. Now, if you would, as Deacon Dogan was talking about, looking in the book of Genesis, we're going to go right back to that scripture. If you would turn, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Genesis. We're going to look at chapter 6, starting at verse 5 through 7. Again, we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. And let's see what the Word of God has to say to us pertaining to why God was angry. And chapter number 6 and verse number 5, and here we go. And it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." In other words, it never stopped. Verse number 6 says, "And it repented God, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." And verse number 7 says, "And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." Now that is not good. That is not good. But again, through Jesus, he paid the sin debt. And he was the only one that could, and he did. And I am so grateful that he did. For this, we have, through Jesus Christ, we have spiritual freedom. Also through Jesus Christ, we're going to take a look at, if you have the Bible still, and I hope you do, we're going to be looking at Romans. We're going to flip over to the book of Romans. We're going to look at how we are justified through Jesus. In the book of Romans, we're going to look at chapter number 3. We're going to look at verse number 23 through 25, verses 25. And I am getting to that. If we look at Romans, bear with me just 1 second. I just had it. There we go. And again, that's Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. And verse number 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Verse number 24, here we go with that justification. "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Number 27 says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith." So that's where we are. I should have stopped in 25, but I went on down to verse number 27 for those of you who are following me as we go through the Word of God. So, yes, again, through Jesus Christ, we who have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, we are justified as if we have never sinned and are now joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Also, know this, thanks to God on today, that through Jesus, we are redeemed. In other words, we are restored back to our position in God only because of Jesus. And we can find that if you return. We're going to look at the book of Titus. You have your Bibles. And if you do not have your Bibles, if you have a pen and paper, if you could take notes and write down these scriptures, if you can go back to them and refer to them later on, because they are very important for you to know. And that's why I let you know in advance that we need to get our Bibles out, because I want you to be able to see these things that we're talking about in the Word of God. Not to take my word or any of my guest words, but we want you to be able to see it for yourself. what thus saith the Lord to those who are tuned in on tonight. So we're going to look at Titus this time, the book of Titus, again, chapter number 2. We're going to look at verse 13 through 15. The adversary, the devil, is a liar, that I just had it and I just lost it. But bear with me because I'm going to get it again. The devil is a liar. But I just want to, while I'm finding it again, I just want to say I personally thank God. I thank God for Jesus. Because you know what? Jesus, he didn't have to do that. He did not have to come down from glory. He did not have to leave his heavenly position. He could have let God destroy man. He could have done that. But again, because he loved God so much, not only did he love God so much, he loved mankind so much. That's why he took upon himself, and he came down, and he paid the price for our sins. And I am so grateful that through Jesus, I am redeemed, I am saved, I'm blood washed, and I'm heaven bound because of what Jesus Christ did. No one could have done it but him, and he did it freely. And that is a gift. I am so glad that God gave us his gift freely, his son, Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that could ever be given to mankind is Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Jesus Christ is his name. I tell you what, since I can't find that right now, but I'm still going to give it to you. If you don't mind, if you write the scripture down, Titus, once again, that's chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. And as I find it, I will go back to that, and we will look at what Titus chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 is saying to us regarding about what Jesus did for us. Again, through Jesus, as I have forestated earlier, that, you know, we are not consumed. We are not getting what we truly deserve. We know that it's through by God's grace and his mercy that we are not consumed. We thank God, I thank God personally, that Jesus Christ, he was right there in the nick of time because, you know, if Satan would have had his way and if God had not, you know, chose to let Jesus come down from his position, then we all will be hellbound. And I am so grateful for Jesus Christ for what he did. And again, he did not have to do that, but I am so glad that he did. And I know that those who are saved in Jesus' name, who love the Lord, I know that you too are grateful for what Jesus did for us. And he did it. Jesus Christ, he paid the price that we could not pay. So this time we're going to take a look at in the book of Lamentations. Again, I'm going to give you that scriptures for Titus shortly. But this time we're going to look at Lamentations. The book of Lamentations, chapter number 3. If you would turn there, book of Lamentations, starting at verse number 22 through 26. And we're still talking about how we are not consumed through Jesus. And book of Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 22 through 26. Verse number 22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Verse number 24, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." So, you know what? Yeah, that is a good thing to know that we have the hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. So, again, that reminds me of how important it is that we have faith in God. But then we must trust him. We must hope in him. That's why our hope lies. And so that's what keeps us going. We are hoping to achieve something or to see something or to get something. That's, I think, going to keep a lot of Christians motivated. It's the hope that is in Christ Jesus. So don't give up on your hope. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Just know that Jesus Christ, through him, that we are not consumed and we are not getting what we deserve because of our sins. We thank God for his grace and his mercy on today. And thank God they are new every morning, just as we just found out in the book of Lamentations. The mercy that you and the grace and mercy that you received on yesterday, those were used up. This is a new day. And if the Lord be willing, we are about to go into a new day again very soon, and he will give us new mercies again for the next day. So I just thank God that through Jesus, we are not consumed. Also, know this on today, saints of God, that through Jesus, the word of God tells us that we can do all things through Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask this question, why can we do all things through Jesus Christ? Well, the answer to that is because Jesus, he is the one who strengthens us. And again, through Jesus, we are not only strengthened, but we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free when we believe it in faith and in Jesus' name. So, yes, there is a lot to be talking about when we're talking about through Jesus. So, yes, Jesus is he plays an important role here, but what we need to do is try to be imitators of Jesus Christ today, because the world is looking at us because they cannot see Jesus, because he is now back sitting at the right hand of God in heaven, making intercession for the saints of God. But for those of us who have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, they are to see Jesus Christ in us and through us. And it should be a lifestyle, not just on Sunday or just on Wednesdays. It is a lifestyle. It's something that we should be doing every day, because sinners are watching us. And as I always say, sometimes some people are never going to step into a church house. They are looking at those who are confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And so that is why it is so important that as we try to be examples of Jesus Christ in the earth on today, that we do not hinder or cause anyone to stumble and cause someone to not accept Jesus Christ because of the way we're living and because they are watching us and they are saying, okay, but you saved in Jesus' name, and you're doing this and you're doing that, and you're going here and you're going there, then what do I need Jesus for? Why do I need to be saved? If you're saved and you're doing all of this, I don't need to be saved. So then that means that the Lord is going to hold you accountable. If you call someone to stumble, that goes for me too. I'm not just talking to the listeners. That goes for me too. That goes for pastors, bishops, teachers, Sunday school teachers, whoever. If you call someone to stumble and they do not give their life to Jesus Christ because of the way you're living, and they're looking at you, you're the only Bible that they're reading, then God is going to hold you accountable in the day of judgment. Also know that through Jesus, we have all the power that we need to be soul winners. We are overcomers of everything that the enemy has said that we could not do and we cannot have. We are overcomers through Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. That is why it is so important that when we pray, that we use the name of Jesus. That's why the authority, and we're going to talk about that later on in today's show. And matter of fact, that's coming up right now. Through Jesus Christ, yes, we too have power and authority, but only when and if we use it. See, Jesus, he had power and authority while he was here on earth in the flesh, and he still, through the Holy Spirit, he still had power and authority. And that's why when he died, he turned around. He said he's going to send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, which he did. Not only that, but he gave us power and authority. But if you have power and authority and you don't use it, you might as well not have it. So know that through Jesus, we as Christians, the born-again believers in Jesus Christ, we too have power and authority, and if we speak a thing and decree it, it shall come to pass according to God's word. If we believe it in our hearts and do not doubt, that we should have what we say. Just as Deacon Dogan said and during his time on the air on tonight. So, yes, some of the things that he was saying and the questions that I posed to him on tonight, yes, he was talking about a lot of things that I'm speaking on right now. Again, that shows you, for those that did not believe or were lacking in their faith, yes, God is real, and he confirms his word. And so I just thank God for using Deacon Dogan on tonight and kind of tying in what he said on tonight with what the Lord gave me regarding this Bible lesson on tonight through Jesus. Again, now if you have your Bible still open, we're going to look at and we're going to the book of St. Luke, and we're still talking about power and authority. through Jesus. So this time we're going to look at St. Luke chapter 9. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2. And let's see what that has to say to the saints of God pertaining to power and authority. Verse number 1 says in St. Luke 9, chapter 9, then he called his 12 disciples, talking about Jesus. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them, listen to what they're saying, he gave them power and authority over all devils, not just some devils, over all devils, and to cure diseases. In verse number 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So, yeah, that lets you know, and that lets me know that, yeah, we do have power. And know this, saints of God, on today, Jesus has never lost his power. He never has lost his power, and he never will. But some in the body of Christ, some of us have lost our power. That's what a failure is. It's not in God. It is in us. So we must be true to ourselves because God already knows. I thank God that through Jesus Christ, God sees not only me as sinless because I've accepted his son, Jesus Christ, but you too. If you accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior, when God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, he will see you sinless. Know this today. As Christians, we are to be walking, we are to be living, and we are to be talking through Jesus, not of ourselves or what others say that is not of God. I'm going to say that again because someone really needs to stick into their spirit. As Christians today, we are to be walking, we are to be living, and we are to be talking through Jesus. So you can't speak the word of God if you don't know the word of God. So that is why it's important that we get in the word of God and know God's word. Because there's going to come a time, you never know when someone's going to come up on you or approach you and ask you questions pertaining to the word of God. That is why the Lord lets us know that he will bring things back to our remembrance. Thank God that through Jesus, he will do just that. He will bring things back to our remembrance at the right time. So remember that through Jesus, that's who we are as Christians on today. We are to be exemplifying Jesus Christ. We are to be his examples in the earth on today, that God would be glorified. Also, we must know that through Jesus, we have the very living word. Jesus Christ, he is the living word. Through Jesus, even today as Christians, we are to be changing lives and leading others, which are the lost, the unsaved, to Christ. Again, by our examples, not just by what we say. And that is a part of the problem also. And God is not pleased. A lot of Christians, they are saying a lot of things. In other words, you're hearing God's word, but you're not doing God's word. God's word lets us know as Christians that we are to go into the hedges and the highways and the byways, and we are to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to compel men and women, boys and girls, we are to draw them to Jesus Christ. We who are in the word of God, we who are saved in Jesus' name, through Jesus, that is what we are to be doing. We are to be soul winners. We are to be bearing good fruit for the kingdom. So know this, that through Jesus Christ, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. And not only that, through Jesus, we have holy boldness. We have holy boldness to stand on God's word. And not only do to stand on his word, but we have holy boldness to declare his word through our faith. So, in other words, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we know faith plays a very important role. We know that even though Jesus died, he came down from glory in the form of man and flesh, and he died. He had faith in his Heavenly Father to know and trust God enough to know that when he took it upon himself to come down from glory and come down in the form of man and flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed. But you know what he did? He let his faith kick in. And that's what we have to do. His faith kicked in. Even though his flesh was trying to get out of it to die and pay the sin debt, thank God for his faith in God. even though he's God's son, he had faith because he was in the form of flesh at that time. So he showed us that he too had to have faith in God to know that God would raise him up just like he said he would, and he did. So that is why I am so grateful that through Jesus Christ, I too have faith, knowing that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do it, that he is not a man that he should lie, and Jesus is not a man that he should repent. So that is good news for the saints on today. Do you know that through Jesus, we are doers of his word? For those who are really trying to be access to the kingdom of God and not be a liability to the kingdom of God, then that means that through Jesus, you are being a doer of God's word, because Jesus and God, they are looking at what we do more so than what we say. So when we say we have faith in God and we are doers of God's word, that means that's an action word. That means it's you are doing something. So action speaks louder than any words. So a lot of people are doing a lot of talking. Even some Christians are doing a lot of talking, but God is not so much pleased with what we're saying. That is important to him as well, but he's more so interested in what we're doing. Are you out there in the hedges and highways? Are you going to the nursing homes and to the shelters, to the prisons, and to the hospitals? Are you standing up in holy boldness, speaking the word of God? Are you bearing good fruit and trying to draw souls to Jesus Christ on today? So that is what God is looking for. He's looking for those who are being doers of his word. And through Jesus Christ, once again, we who are born-again believers of Jesus Christ, we too can do what God has ordained for us to do in the earth, and that is to draw souls to Jesus Christ. And that we can do that through Jesus. And remember, saints, and you know there's a song out that says, only what you do for Christ will last. But that is true, but I also want to add to this. It's not only that what you do for Christ will last, but only what you do through Jesus Christ will last. Also know that through Jesus, we too can do the will of God and fulfill our God purpose for God's glory. See, when you don't have hidden motives and hidden agendas, see, I am so glad that Jesus is our perfect example. He did not have hidden motives or hidden agendas. When he came down in the form of man in the flesh, he never sinned. So that lets me know that through Jesus Christ, again, he is our perfect example. Through Jesus Christ, we too can do the will of God and fulfill our God purpose for God's glory only, and not for our own fleshly desires or because we have hidden motives or hidden agendas. So that through Jesus, again, we can do all things because he is the one who is strengthening us. As saints of God on today, know that through Jesus, the world can see and know that we love God by the way we show love to one another. And as we look at that, and that is so important, that word love, we got to take a look at what the scripture has to say about that, through Jesus, love. And this time we're going to be looking at St. John, the book of St. John, chapter number 4, verses 7 through 17. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles, and if you do not have your Bibles, please write down these scriptures so that in your leisure time you can go through these scriptures, because they will be very beneficial to you. Again, 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 17. Chapter 4, verses 7 through 17. Again, that's 1 John, not St. John, 1 John, verses chapter 4. And here we go. And verse number 7 says to us today, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse number 8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Wherein is love? not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Number 11 says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess, and again, that's the important word, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed that love God, verse number 15, and we have known and believed that love that God has to us, God is love, again, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And finally, verse number 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So that is good news today for the saints of God, that through Jesus Christ, we too can show love, because the world is looking at us, and the word of God is letting us know that the world will let the world know that we are of God and we love God. We love Jesus by the way we show our love to one another. So how can you say you love God? This is not me saying this, the word of God saying it. How can you say you love God whom you've never seen, and you see your brother and sister every day, and you cannot speak to them, you never have a kind word for anybody? Then the word of God tells you that you're a liar. The truth is not in you, because how can you love God whom you've never seen and say that you love him, but you can't love your brother and sister? And that is not of God. So I just want to make it clear that God, he loves us. I am so glad that Jesus loved us to the point that he paid our sin debt. I can't go through that enough. I can't say it enough. I am so grateful that through Jesus I am saved on today. Also, through Jesus, we can be doers of God's word. Again, here we're talking about that being doers of God's word. That's an action word again. Through Jesus, we too can be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So that's a part of the problem today. We have a lot of people there are hearing God's word, and it's good to hear God's word, but again, God is looking for doers of his word. Because when we stand before God, day of judgment, he's going to be looking at what we did for him, not more so what we said about him, but what did we do? Did you go out when you had a chance to be a witness for the Lord? Did you stand up in holy boldness and declare the good news of Jesus Christ and let the world know, let sinners, men, women, boys, and girls know that through Jesus and through his shedding of his blood, they can be saved? So that is one of our God purposes for every saint, not just for me, not just for the bishop, not just for the pastor, not just for the Sunday school, but for anyone who is blood washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is our duty, is to go out into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come to Jesus Christ and be saved in his name through Jesus Christ. So as we continue on with this lesson on today, which I think is a very good lesson, and there is so much that we can do through Jesus that I don't even have time to go through all the things that we can do, those who are in the body of Jesus Christ, can do through Jesus Christ. But these are just a few of the things that we're looking at on tonight that we can do through our Lord, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, we must remember that we have so many people, they're doing a lot of talking, but God is looking for doers of his word on today. So we're going to go back. I do want to give you that scripture. I do want to go over that scripture, Titus that I was looking at, that we were talking about earlier, I want to find that scripture because it is so important that we have that scripture. Because, see, the enemy, he would try to throw in a monkey wrench. He would try to do anything that he can to get us off the Word of God because he knows that's where the power is. We have power in the Word of God, and he knows that if we do right and we use that authority and power that has been given to us through Jesus Christ, that he knows that he's already defeated. But he is not defeated, again, if we do not stand up and if we do not declare God's Word and stand up in God's Word and declare his Word in holy boldness. Because, see, that's what Satan wants to do. He wants the saints of God on today is to be fearful, to be scared. Those are scare tactics of the enemy, Satan, because that's why a lot of people don't get into the Word and they don't go to Bible class, they don't go to Sunday school, because that Word is what's going to get them. And then Satan is no fool. He knows the Word of God as well. And so he already knows that his time is limited. He knows that his time is winding up. He knows that Jesus is soon to come again. And so that's why he do everything in his power to keep mankind, men, women, and boys and girls who are born again in Jesus Christ. He tried to keep us away and keep us out of God's Word. And that's where we have our strength and our authority and power comes from God's Word and through God's Word. So that's why it's important for us to know God's Word. Again, I say to the saints of God, well, if you don't know God's Word, then you cannot do God's Word. So that's why the Word of God tells us, how can we hear without the preacher? And how can a preacher preach unless he be sent by God? So that is why it is important for us to know that through Jesus Christ on today, we can be doers of God's Word and not just hearers only. So I just had it again, and I'm going to find it once again. I just had it. The devil is a liar, and God is glorified on today. I'm still looking for Titus. And 225. It's 225. For those of you that, if you would just bear with me just for a second, here we go. Found it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now, in the book of Titus, we're looking at chapter number 2, as I had said earlier. We're going to look at verses number 13 through 15, and this is what we're still talking about through Jesus, that we who are saved in his name are redeemed. And we find that in Titus chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. In verse number 13 says to us, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquities, not some, but all iniquities, and purify us unto himself a peculiar people, worthiness of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. There you go again with that word authority. And then he says to us, let no man despise thee. So, once again, that is so important. I'm going to read that again, pertaining to us being redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, because of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we are redeemed. Again, Titus chapter 2, verse 13 through 15 says, looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. See, he was the only one that could do it because he was sinless. That he himself, Jesus Christ, he redeemed us from all iniquity and purity unto himself, a peculiar people, worthiness of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So, there we are with some of the things that we're talking about as we see that we can do through Jesus Christ. And there again, there is so much more that we can do through Jesus Christ. We who are saved in Jesus' name on today, we can turn the world upside down if the body of Christ would ever come together and get on one accord, because there is too many churches in the world, around the world, who are believers of Jesus Christ. And if we could all just come together and come in agreement and in God's word, according to God's word, and not different opinions and feelings, and just come on one accord and come into agreement and stand and declare God's word, that is a part of the problem. That's where the problem is, why we can't agree between the different denominations. One thinking their denomination is the only one that's right. But that is the only right one is God, Jesus' word. That is right. So if we all just come together and stand on the word of God, then we could be more effective in the earth. And then we would see change in the earth. We would see people's lives change. We would see people saved. We would see businesses grow. We would see the economy grow. We would see the hand of God moving in the earth. And just like we see the hand of God moving now because of different things that's going on in the earth, God is sending out a message to the world today. He's sending the word out, a message to the church, to the body of Christ, that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. The handwriting is on the wall. Know this, that if you are not saved on today, you have an opportunity. You have a great opportunity even right now, even while I'm speaking. Just like Deacon Dugan said earlier, that if you just open your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe it in your heart, that he is God's son, that he died, he paid your sin debt with his own blood. If you can confess that with your mouth and believe it in your heart, and this is not just what I'm saying, it's not just what Deacon Dogan said, it's what the word of God says, that you are saved. Once you confess that with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, he is God's son, that he died, that he rose for our sins, he paid our sin debt with his own blood, then you are saved in Jesus' name. So, on today, we know that we can do a lot of things through Jesus Christ, but know this, without Jesus in our lives, without God, without his word, without faith in God, we can do absolutely nothing. But with Jesus in our lives, with God in our lives, standing on his word, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. He is my strength. He is my portion. He is my everything. So I just thank God that I'm able to do the things that I do for the kingdom of God, and it's only through Jesus that I'm able to do these things. Not only me, but for those who are in the body of Jesus Christ, who are saved in Jesus' name, who truly love God from the bottom of their hearts. The reason why you're doing the things that you're doing is because of Jesus. Through Jesus, you are doing what you do because you love Jesus. And that's why he is using you, he's using me. And he is not through with us yet. And believe it or not, I want to know more about Jesus. And if you get in God's word, you will know more and more about him every time you open up that book, the book which is the good news of Jesus Christ. Again, for those who are not saved, know that in the book of John 3:16, it tells you that, and it tells us, that God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the eternal life, that's what you should be seeking on today. We were talking about heaven and hell. Yes, those are real places. Yeah, we cannot physically see them with our physical eyes, but they do exist because, again, we know that God cannot lie. He said it, and I believe it. And it is true that there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is no in-between. So the choice is up to you. God, Jesus, they're not going to force you. They give us a choice. They give us a free choice to decide whether we want to spend our eternity in hell or in heaven. So through Jesus, know that you can spend your eternity with our Creator, our Heavenly Father, and the Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, he made it possible. So that is good news for us on tonight. But my prayer for those on tonight who have tuned in is that you have received God's word as it has been given to me to give to you on tonight and through Deacon Dogan on tonight, that someone has been blessed that someone will be able to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. Because there used to be a time that we used to say that tomorrow is not promised. You was here today and gone tomorrow. But now we are living in a day that you can be here 1 minute and gone the next. So don't take a gamble with your life. Don't be playing Russian roulette with your life, thinking that you have tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. You can do it right now, even while we are on the air. You can open your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name on tonight. That is my desire. Most of all, that is God's desire, because his desire is that no man perish. So I know that that is God's desire. That is my desire. That is the desire of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, International Ministries. And I know without a doubt that is Deacon Milton Dokken's desire, that no soul be lost. And we know that through Jesus Christ, those who are not saved can be saved. And know this, that again, through Jesus Christ, we can do all things, because it is he who is the one who is strengthening us. So on tonight, I pray that someone has been blessed on tonight with this lesson. It was our honor and our privilege to be able to bring this lesson to you. And again, on tonight, I pray that someone is being saved on tonight, and that God is being glorified, because the word of God lets us know that the angels rejoice even over one soul that comes to Jesus Christ to be saved. So as Christians, that is our duty. That is our obligation. That is one of the most important jobs as a Christian on today that we have, and that is to, again, to go out into this sinful world and proclaim and declare and stand on the word of God and declare the good news of Jesus Christ, that he died, that he rose, that today he yet lives. He is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God. Thank God for Jesus, that through him I am saved. For those of you who are tuned in who are saved in his name also, thank God that through Jesus Christ, you too are saved on today. Well, those are my lessons for today. Yes, through Jesus is the Bible lesson for tonight. So for those of you that did not have your Bibles, I'm going to read these scriptures once again for you. If you didn't have your Bibles available, you can take down these scriptures, and then you can go over them later on. The first one we looked at was, again, John 3:16. He's talking about love. And all these different scriptures that I'm giving you now, we're talking about through Jesus, we can do the different things that God has said that we can do through Jesus. Also, we looked at Genesis chapter 6. We looked at verses 5 through 7. That was the next one that we looked at. And then we took a look. We were looking at Romans chapter 3, verses 23, 24, and 25. We're talking about through Jesus we're justified. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 13 through 15, through Jesus we're talking about being redeemed and restored. And then we looked at the book of Lamentations. And we know that now that through Jesus we are not consumed. That's Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. We also took a look at St. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, talking about power and authority through Jesus. Again, that was St. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. We looked at those verses, and that's where we found that through Jesus we still have power and authority that we can use in his name on today. So I hope I didn't leave out a scripture, but that was for those of you that did not have your Bibles and may still want to go over those scriptures at a later date. And I do pray that you do go over those scriptures. And again, I know that they would be very helpful and beneficial to you if you do that. And you would be blessed. So that is the lesson for tonight. Again, the title for the night lesson, Bible lesson tonight, was Through Jesus. Well, once again, I'm going to go over these announcements once again, because I have something here that I want to read to you all, pertaining to the listeners who are in the Detroit, Michigan area, pertaining to this Thanksgiving dinner and free turkey giveaway There is something else that I want to read to you all. And before I do that, I want to re-stress this information that's going to be taking place on November the 26th, 2014, from the hours of 12 noon to 6 p.m. of Thanksgiving dinner and free turkeys will be given away. And if you need more information, this is Get 'em Hemi Automotive. They are promoting this event. Again, that's Get 'em Hemi Automotive. They are the ones who will be they are the ones who are giving away the free turkeys and are providing the Thanksgiving dinner. For those of you that have more need more information, you can call 248 area code 556-5706, or you can email them at DETEMHEMI@gmail.com. In other words, you must register to be able to come to the get the free turkeys. You must register or pre-register for pickup by November the 24th, 2014. That is one of the announcements that I have for today. And then I have another announcement pertaining to all business owners. I'm gonna read this to you for those of you that may be interested. This is also through Get 'em Hemi Automotive. This also coming from them. Attention, all leaders, all local business owners. As a valuable member of our community, we would like to invite you to be a part of our November 26, 2014 Thanksgiving Turkey and Food Giveaway. During the event, we will be feeding families in our communities. Get 'em Hemi Automotive is organizing a Thanksgiving free turkey giveaway, food giveaway to families in the area to help everyone have the Thanksgiving their families deserve. Turkeys will be provided only to families who pre-register for this event. To ensure only people who attended the event must pre-register. Again, you must register. Pre-registration is required to receive a free turkey giveaway is going to end on Thursday, November 24th. That is the deadline for registration. This celebration will include turkeys and food. We are looking for local businesses, so this is what they're asking for. Get 'em Hemi Automotive is seeking businesses. They're seeking your help in providing turkeys and food for this event. Again, they are looking for local businesses and organizations to help them make this event truly special for the community. As a leader, local business in the community, your involvement will help highlight the importance of recognizing the families of laid-off workers, single moms, mothers' households, or in other words, those are mothers who are the head of the households, where there's no man in the house, but the single mothers are holding down everything. So that is one of the reasons why this event is being done, is to assist families of laid-off workers and also for single mothers who's holding down households. It is their hope of Get 'em Hemi Automotive that you are interested in joining our effort to show our respect, admiration, and support for giving back. Simple events like this can provide just the encouragement to families in need to continue to strive and to keep our community healthy. What's needed to fulfill 1,000 baskets. So these are the different items that they're looking for from different businesses and different leaders in the community. They're looking for frozen turkeys. They're looking to receive hopefully 1,000 frozen turkeys, at least 1,000 canned vegetables, green beans, 1,000 cans, fried onions. Everything so far is 1,000. We're looking at fried onions, 1,000 cans, macaroni and cheese, 1,000 boxes, cream soup, 1,000 cans, fruits that come in a can, 1,000 cans, gravy, 1,000 jars, a broth of any kind, 1,000 cans, cranberry sauce, 1,000 cans, stuffing, turkey stuffing that comes in the boxes, 1,000 boxes, aluminum roaster pans, 2,000 pans will be needed, and paper bag or plastic bags, 2,000, and also we're going to be needing boxes. The promoters for this event will be following up with you within the next few days to discuss your interest. Please feel free to reach out to Gidim Hemi, with any questions you may or concerns that you may have pertaining to this free turkey and dinner giveaway on the 26th of November. Again, don't forget that the deadline to register is going to be on Thursday, November the 24th, to be able to receive the free turkey and on 26th of this November. So it is a very important. They are asking you to please register. Do not just show up if you have not registered. So we want to keep everything in order. We want everything to be done decently and in order. So we must follow their instructions, and these are their instructions. So, again, if you are interested in receiving a free turkey and a dinner, you must register. That is the key word. You must register. And once again, for those of you that may have any questions, if you're a business owner or you're a local leader in the Michigan area and you would like to participate or help out with Gimme Automotive, over this event, you can contact them with any questions at getemhemi@gmail.com. And I'm sure whatever you can do to be help them out, it would be a blessing not only to the people that's going to receive turkeys and the dinners, but you will also be blessed as well. So that is the announcement that I have for that, and I will be hopefully you all will be able to get this information out to other people. Don't just keep this information to yourself. What I'm trying to say is if you know of anyone or family that is in need, be able to benefit from this free turkey giveaway and free turkey dinner on the 26th of November, please pass the word on, and please let those that may be interested know that they must register. And please forward them the information as to how they can register to get the free turkey and the free Thanksgiving dinner. So those are the announcements that I have for that. Once again, for those of you that would like to sow into Kingdom Builders, you can sow into Kingdom Builders by way of internet. And there's two different ways through the internet that you can sow into Kingdom Builders. The first way is kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. The second way is kingdombuildersplaza.com. Or if you'd like to mail your donations, to mail them to 12346 Elmdale Street, that is in Detroit, Michigan, 48213 is the zip code. And finally, once again, we will be making these announcements as we get closer and closer to the upcoming April conference for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders International Ministries, which will be taking place on the 24th through the 26th of April, 2015. And this year is going to be held at the St. Regis Hotel, which is located on West Grand Boulevard, but off of Woodward Avenue. And also, don't forget that on that Saturday, during that period, on that Saturday, the 26th of April, there will be a dinner, play, and theater. Dinner and a play, I should say. There will be taking place and on that day. And our special guest for that day will be Christian comedian Sister Ketchup. If you need more information pertaining to the upcoming conference in April 2015, I have two different numbers that you can call. The first number is area code 312-754-0212, or you can contact Kingdom Daughters at 248 area code 270-7237. Also, don't forget that a brand new format will be starting in January 2015, 7 days a week with Kingdom Builders. For more information, you can go to KingdomBuildersPlaza.com. And also, Kingdom Builders Development will begin a prophetic training school, which will be starting also in January 2015. In order to take part in that, you can register at www.KingdomBuildersInternational.com. So those are the announcements for today, and I do want to take time out once again to thank my listeners on tonight. I'm not going for the whole 2-4 hours on tonight, but I do thank you all for tuning in faithfully and listening to what God has to say through me and also through my guests. And I do pray that you have received the word and that you have been blessed and that you have been strengthened on tonight through this Bible lesson and through the testimony and through the questions that was given to Deacon Milton Dugan on tonight. It is my prayer that you would spread the word, spread the good news about this show. I know you have neighbors and friends and church members and co-workers and family members that might want to tune in. So I pray and ask that you would, you know, just put the word out. Let them know that we are on the air every first and every third Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. with different guests. Each time that I come on, the Lord blesses me to have different guests to come on. And each guest is powerful. And they share powerful testimonies. And some of them are ministers, and they bring forth powerful sermons. And then like Deacon Milton Dugan, the others are giving questions. And I thank God for him opening the door for me to be able to have this this ministry over the internet video show. I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it for granted, because he could have gave it to anyone. But by his grace and mercy that he chose me, and for this I am grateful that I am being used by him. And it is my prayer that as I'm being used by him, that those who are listening are being blessed and being strengthened in God's word. So on tonight, again, I thank you for tuning in. Again, this is I'm not going to go to 2 hours on tonight, but I'm going to close out on tonight with prayer, as I always do. And I do thank you for tuning in, and it is my prayer that on the first Saturday in December at 8 p.m. that you would tune in again, and when we have a guest minister, will be bringing forth the word on the first Saturday in December of 2014. So as I give it to close out in prayer, my prayer for you is that you continue to keep the faith, continue to stand on God's word, continue to be blessed, continue to stand on the power and authority that you have through Jesus Christ, and use that power and authority that has been given to you. And it's one thing to have power and authority and use it, then it's another thing to have it and not use it. So God wants us to be using the power, and Jesus wants us to be using the power and authority that has been given to us by him and through him in the earth today, that he and that God will be glorified through us in the earth. So right now I'm going to go to God once again as we get ready to close out today's show. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name, giving your name praise, giving you glory, we give you honor. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the privilege to be a spokesperson on tonight, to be one of your ambassadors. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have used Deacon Milton Dugan on tonight, one of your servants, that you use him in a mighty way, Heavenly Father, on tonight through the question that you have given to me for him. And I pray, Lord, that as those who listen in on tonight, they were blessed as he spoke through your word on tonight. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that souls will be saved on tonight. And I pray, Lord, that even if those that have heard your word on tonight do not receive and accept your son, Jesus Christ, on tonight, that as they sleep, I pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit, even in their sleep, that they would be able to open their mouth, and when they wake up, open their mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and be saved in his name. And Father, it's my prayer that someone who has listened to this show tonight, who have gone astray and have walked away from you, Heavenly Father, that something has been said that would encourage their hearts to come back to you. Because we know that just like the prodigal son, when he came to himself, he realized that he had messed up. He came back to his father, and his father accepted him. So we know that you are a loving father, and we know that you will accept and receive those who have walked away from you when they come back to you. We know that that is possible, and we know that it's going to be done in Jesus' name on tonight, that souls that have been given to you, Heavenly Father, that have walked away for whatever reason, will return because of your word and because of what they have learned on tonight, that through Jesus, they have the right, they can come back to you and be restored tonight in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, we also come praying and lifting up all those who are in the body of Jesus Christ, who are truly being doers of your word and not just hearers only, for those who are trying to be assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to strengthen each vessel, those who are born again in Jesus' name. Continue to strengthen us individually and then as a corporate body, that we would be able to fulfill our God purpose individually and then as a corporate body for your glory and your glory alone in Jesus' name. And, oh God, I pray that you would bless each listener, that you would continue to strengthen their faith, continue to use them for your glory, continue to have your way in their lives, continue to bless their families, their homes, that they're going out and they're coming in as you see fit, Heavenly Father, that you alone would get the glory. And for this we say, amen. For those that are in agreement with this prayer, all said, amen. To God be the glory. Well, listeners, on tonight, I'm tuning off for the night, but until the first Saturday in December, it is my prayer that you would tune in and listen to us again on December, the first Saturday in December of 2014. God bless you. Continue to stay strong and faithful in the Lord God. Good night.